Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 31st of July 2025. Today's topic is Bible Animal, Deer. Our text is taken from Psalm chapter 42 verses 1 through 4. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Key verse. Psalm chapter 42 verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. The deer is a large animal with four legs that eats grass and leaves. The male usually has antlers, wide horns like branches. The female is called a hind or a doe, and the male a stag or bucks. Deer lives mainly in forests, but may be found in deserts, swamps, and on mountainside. They are native to Europe, Asia, North America, South America, and Northern Africa. They typically have a compact body, short tail, and long slender ears. They shed their antlers each year, and new ones grow in. The male deer is known as a hart. Deers feed on grass, twigs, bark, and shoots of trees. They are hunted for their meat, hides, and antlers. In Bible times, deers were game animals, edible meat. They are often admired for their strength and grace, even in difficult environment. Also, when they sense danger, they are able to run swiftly. In a desert place, the deer will often travel long distances to find water. Beautiful, graceful, swift, and sure-footed, the deer is often used in the Bible to portray personal and spiritual qualities. Psalm chapter 42 verse 1 presents a clear picture of the natural desire human beings should have for God. The deer's simple, single-minded desire to have its thirst quenched points to what ought to always be true in our relationship with God. We ought to always long to be satisfied in Him. This desire and longing start when we repent and turn away from our bad ways. Then pray that Jesus will come into your heart to reign and rule as your personal Savior and Lord. Thereafter, you must seek to continue in fellowship with Christ through daily devotion. Your devotion includes consistent prayer, reading, and meditating on God's Word. Prayer for today. O Lord, let my heart continually pant after you. Amen. Further reading, Psalm chapter 119 verse 131. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.